Welcome to the 250. I'm Danielle, and today we're reviewing La La Land with three illustrious leisure editors. Everyone introduce yourselves. We'll start with Amy.
Hello, I'm Amy.
Halftime leisure editor.
Yes, halftime leisure editor.
Hi, I'm Caitlin, leisure editor.
And I'm Gustav, assistant leisure editor.
All right. It's like some of your, it's Amy and Gustav's first time on the podcast.
Pray for me.
In general, right? Were you on one?
No, I wasn't.
This is your first time. Oh, yeah. My God. Well, hello.
Thank you for having us.
All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
To get into it?
Mm-hmm.
About La La Land?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I usually like to do a rundown of the plot synopses on IMDb just to like refresh everyone's memory about the movie. And, you know, because sometimes you can forget. So,
how could you forget such a beautiful movie?
All right. All right. Okay, so these are fairly short. So, well, we usually just try and decide like which one's the best one.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, fulfills, like, the requirement and best captures the essence of the movie.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is Mia, an aspiring actress, serves lattes to movie stars in between auditions, and Sebastian, a jazz musician, scrapes by playing cocktail party gigs in dingy bars. But as success mounts, they are faced with decisions that begin to fray the fragile fabric of their love affair, and the dreams they work so hard to maintain in each other threaten to rip them apart. That's one. And then the other one is the story of Mia, an aspiring actress, and Sebastian, a dedicated jazz musician, struggling to make ends meet while pursuing the dreams in a city known for destroying hopes and breaking hearts. With modern-day Los Angeles in the as the backdrop, this musical about everyday life explores what's more important, a once-in-a-lifetime love or the spotlight. Mm. Thoughts?
I mean, I think that second one was pretty good because I know I personally kind of thought that in regards to the whole movie, it kind of made it seem like you couldn't compromise, like, loving someone and, like, following your dreams. Like, you had to pursue one or the other and couldn't have both, so.
Yeah, I think the second one definitely kind of encapsulates, like, the themes they were trying to push in the movie. And, yeah, I don't know, it, like, summarizes it best.
And I think the tension that was, like, a main aspect of the movie was really demonstrated in the second one.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally, I thought it was, like, the most interesting part of the movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about the end. They're both successful, but like they don't have each other.
Yeah,
but like they're okay with it. No. They're like okay with that, you know.
True. Yeah.
Like they look at each other and they smile and nod, and then like that's it.
Yeah. True. Okay. It was so good. We'll go with general thoughts about the movie. We'll start with Gustav this time because we started with Amy for introductions.
Sure. Well, I saw the movie twice in 24 hours.
Wow!
Yeah.
Dedication.
I was very impressed with it. Like it started off kind of strange and like unexpected. But then, just as the movie went on, I was just kind of blown away by it. I thought, like, the way it was shot was very interesting, the colors that they use in it. It's a very vibrant movie, which I thought was interesting. And also just Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, like, they're so good together. Like, Crazy Stupid Love, I love that movie.
Yeah, yes. No, they're very good.
That
movie.
Yeah. And, like, just the entire movie just really came together into something that was very accessible and, like, it was just a lot of fun, and it was not really what I expected, but it was also a lot better than I expected, too.
Mm. Good. Great. Caitlin, thoughts?
Okay, so I'll start off with an Amy, don't kill me, but I don't usually care for musicals.
Okay, I will also kill you, Caitlin. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Seeing Les Mis, I was like, oh, wow, they're literally not going to speak this whole movie. It's going to be all singing.
So uncultured. Lord.
So after seeing La La Land, I feel like I liked the kind of balance between like dialogue, but how it was still a musical. So I feel like I liked that personally. But coming out of it, so I saw the early screening to review it, and I was just like, I have not seen a good movie in so long. So I was so happy coming out of there. And I think, too, it was just, they had, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling have such, like, great chemistry, like, perfect. Do I think she outshone him a little? Like, yes. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it is such a vibrant movie, too. The colors were amazing, and I don't know, I feel like two epilogues, like, the very end, I feel like I usually don't like that. They feel kind of tacked on and corny. Mm-hmm. And this one, I feel like they did a really good job, like, keeping you interested, even though it was kind of bittersweet, like, I still appreciated. Yeah, I don't know. At this point, is it overhyped? I don't know.
All right, Amy,
okay,
go. Thoughts.
So my expectations for this movie were stratospheric.
Sky high.
Really stratospheric. Like, literally, I, like, could have only been disappointed, like, the amount of hype that I gave it, because, like, ever since I saw a still of, like, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling dancing, like, yes, literally 2 years ago, I was like, I got to mark that on my calendar. And honestly, like, I was still blown away. Like, yeah, the first number, like, Gustav was talking about, like, I literally had, like, a huge smile on my face, like, involuntarily. I was just, like, so floored by how joyous it was. Mm-hmm. It's just, like everyone has said, it's just such a fun time. And also, like, for the record, like, this pretty much was made in a lab for me. Like, I am the key demographic of this movie. Like, yeah, like, just the combination. Love musicals, love movies about relationships that explore the dynamics of relationships. Love Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. So pretty much, like, it was pretty hard to disappoint me, but, and so I absolutely loved it, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I hate to be the one that brings this whole, like, love fest to an end, but I didn't hate it.
Right.
I also didn't love it as mm-hmm. much as I was expecting to.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm also the same way yeah. as you. I love musicals, but, like, yeah. as soon as people started, like, comparing it to Singin' in the Rain, I was like, this movie has to be great.
Exactly.
It has to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, I haven't seen, like, a good, like, even, like, so, like, Les Mis is, like, already a known good musical,
right,
so, like,
yeah.
the movie was, like, enjoyable because
yeah.
it's Les Mis. But, like, a good original movie musical,
yeah.
like, that's so exciting to
yeah.
me. That concept, like, is so exciting. The fact that I was getting all of this hype and I didn't see it until, like, a couple weeks after it came out,
yeah.
and it got, like, all the Golden
yeah.
Globes, it got, like, 14 Oscar noms.
Yeah.
So I was so hyped for this movie, and I was slightly let down.
Explain.
Okay, so yeah. I thought, okay, very competently made movie. Like,
right.
the whole, like, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a very good movie. I just felt, one, I don't know, I think the beginning number maybe was ruined for me because of where I was, because either the sound mixing in the movie is just generally bad, or, like,
oh.
I couldn't, like, hear the song. I couldn't hear the first
oh,
two songs,
weird.
Like, at
no,
all. It was
weird.
So it kind of lost a little of the magic at
that's
the beginning.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have no other people who also had problems with the sound mixing. So, like,
yeah,
I don't
it,
think it was just
it was kind of quiet.
It was
sometimes.
Very quiet. So
oh,
that kind of, like,
wow,
yeah.
that went over my head.
Like,
yeah. huh,
and then after that, it just, like, there were really, like, magical moments, like, when they're, like, in the observatory.
Yes.
And, like,
yes.
that's,
oh,
it's
wow.
so lovely. And, like, there's so many, like, lovely moments in
yeah.
the movie. I just, my expectations were so high.
Right.
Also, like, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, not singers.
Yeah.
And it's
true.
Very evident throughout
it's
the
true.
Entire movie. And I just, like, I think my expectations were, like, so high
yeah.
that I, like, I could not have been blown away. Like,
yeah.
I was not blown away by this movie, like,
that's
at all.
That's fair.
There. It's not even like I had huge problems with it. Like, it's a very competently made movie,
yeah.
and I did enjoy it, but it just didn't have, like, it, you know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like,
Yeah, go
for it.
Just, like, the one thing that I was kind of, like, I was, like, a little tiny, tiny bit disappointed about was because, you know, you start off right off the bat with Another Day of Sun and someone in the crowd, like,
yeah.
my personally
and that was it that's
movies.
Those are the
exactly,
two big numbers
yeah and then it's just City of Stars over and over again
yeah
and then you get, like we can start a fire or whatever and like that's good too but yeah so it's interesting why like I wonder why they chose to do that and I've read some things that it's like they kind of like want to shock you and like
I
you expect that's how it's gonna be and then it's not
like
that
I even got those choices like
yeah,
I, like
yeah,
those
yeah.
choices make sense to me it just
yeah.
like it was disappointing
yeah.
that happened because you get
yeah.
Another Day of Sun you
yeah.
get somebody in the crowd
yeah.
those are such like fun dancing
such
numbers
good.
Like granted the sound was annoying so it
yeah.
didn't like blow me but like
yeah
like yeah and then that's like it
yeah
that's
exactly.
like those are it's like the way I guess I know they branded it as a musical because like it like has all these homages to different
yeah.
musicals and it's like
yeah.
kind of like piggybacking
yeah.
off that tradition for like theme purposes
yeah
but like it just I just wanted a good movie musical and I didn't get it.
But it was like branded as like the musical for people who don't like musicals, you know?
That's
like
and
every
like the,
good
I,
musical.
I found the
that's literally
very...
every good musical. Like everyone said Hamilton was a musical for people who don't like musicals. Like
that's
no.
Fair.
That's just yeah. That's just straight up like I don't know.
No, I just
yeah.
thought it was like very accessible music. Like City of Stars, I don't know, that was a beautiful
no,
song.
No, it definitely
yeah.
is. Yeah.
It's not to say like those songs aren't good, it's just like do more. Like I wanted more.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there was no,
but,
like...
more in what respect? Like, American in Paris, where they're just dancing for, like, 15 minutes and...
Okay, but not even, like, that they're dancing for, like, 15 minutes. It just wasn't, like... Like, a lot of those musicals are so good. Like, Singin' in the Rain is so good because, like, they're all really good at doing the thing. Like, they're...
Right.
Like, sitting them watching and watching them dance is, like, amazing to watch. And, like, if you're gonna brand it that way, I feel like I want that. Mm-hmm. And yeah. the fact that, like, okay, we can segue to talking about, like, how you thought Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling did. Like, the mm-hmm. fact that Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, like, weren't singers, and they weren't even, like, good singers,
right.
like, yeah. kind of ruined it for yeah. me a little bit. Right. What do you guys think?
I feel like I went into it since I knew they were in it, and I knew they didn't have any, like, professional singing or dancing, so I didn't expect, like, so much for that, like, from them. Because it's, like...
Like, baseline.
But they... I feel like I still, like, I could appreciate the music and stuff, and they just both have such, like, star power, I feel like. It made up for it. They were so, like, earnest in the dancing, and I feel like I enjoyed it, and I thought they did...
Yeah.
As much as they could do. Like, without...
But I don't want that. I don't yeah. want you to do your best. I want it to be good.
Yeah, it's funny because Emma Stone, like, had a really lauded period of time when she was Sally Bowles in Chicago. Like, she... Or not in Chicago. In Cabaret.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, she, like, she got such great reviews for that. And it's, I think, like... Okay, they're definitely not, like, Broadway voices. They're not belting it out. Like, you can tell they're kind of straining. Like, mm-hmm. they're definitely yeah. need... amplified their voices because they're not gonna get there. But, like, I agree with you. Like, I thought it was fine. I'm not, like, musically literate at all. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I thought they're definitely not amazing, but, like, I could enjoy the music, and I thought they were, like, sweet, had sweet voices and stuff. Like, yeah. and I think I've been reading some things, like, you know, the point is that they're just kind of, like, average Joes, like, you know, trying to get, like, somewhere in L.A., like, they're not supposed to be, like, amazing. Like, I don't necessarily
agree. But in the
end, agree.
They both make it. Like, they...
Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I listen to, like, Young Thug a lot, so my bar for, like, good singing is yeah. very low. But I think, like, when they were singing, what I was focused on wasn't really, like, whether or not their voice sounded good, but more about, like... what the actors were doing
yeah.
and, like,
yes.
what emotions
yes.
they were projecting.
Yeah.
Like, especially with Emma Stone's, like, last big piece where she's singing yeah. about, like, how her aunt was in Paris.
Yeah, Fools Who Dream.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, her face was just so emotive at that
yeah.
point.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
like,
yes.
I wasn't really focused on, like, how good the note sounded.
Yeah.
It was more about, like, oh, she's, like, doing such a good job of, like, projecting
exactly.
this character.
Yeah.
And, like, the story that she's telling is, like, really crucial to, like, what's going on in the film and everything, and it was much less about, like, the singing and much more about the movie itself.
Yeah. No, I will say Emma Stone, like, killed it. She was great.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, even, not even in that part. Like, that part was great, but, like, the one part where I was like, wow, she's awesome, was that one of her first audition scenes. Like,
yes.
the one, she's the one where
when
she's, like,
crying. Cries.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh, my God! Like, she does, like, she does it so well, because it, like, it establishes that her
yeah.
character is, like, actually a good
yeah,
actress, and
yeah.
also that Emma Stone is a very good
yeah.
actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they weren't even impressed.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
like,
I, yes.
I was like, what
I
are
was
you
so
doing?
Angry. That was so
yeah.
effective.
Do you see those
yeah.
tears?
That was effective. Like, there were moments in the movie where it was, like, it's a good movie. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad movie by any means. I just wanted to be legitimately blown away by this movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thing,
and
that.
I was not.
I understand too. I can see, like, the way you're looking at it, but
yeah.
I feel like for me they were both so compelling. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was reading, I think it was a Ringer article about how, like, Emma Stone's character is actually, like, pretty underserved in the movie, and that Emma Stone just, like, Mia's pretty underserved, and that Emma Stone just, like, is such a great actress that she kind of masks that and, like,
wow.
gives the character much more of an inner life than she's afforded, like, in the movie. Like, Ryan Gosling gets his whole, like, past where he wants to, like,
yeah.
form this, like, bar because he got swindled, and he's, like, obsessed
true.
With all these, like, jazz musicians,
yeah,
and Emma Stone
so
gets,
true.
Like, my aunt.
Yeah.
And that
that's
one
we
guy,
don't even know.
Who we don't even,
yeah.
like, really know, and she gets that one thing, and then she kind of just gets to learn about jazz
that's
from Ryan
really
Gosling.
Yeah.
And that's most of her character arc. Like, her character, and, like, she gives up, and Ryan Gosling's the one that gets her to
true.
Like, but Emma Stone's acting is so great that you're like, wow, this is
exactly
this,
wow.
Like,
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think
damn.
Another moment that I just thought she was, like, amazing in was when they were fighting, he had come home, like, from tour.
Scene.
And he's, like, yelling at her, like, blaming her for all these things, and just, like, her face, like, in that scene.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was just like,
that's such
and amazing. Then the fire alarm is, like, going off in the background, and it's just like,
yeah.
wow. That scene. Because, you know, he comes, he surprised her,
yeah.
and you're like,
is
this love is real?
I know.
And then it just goes downhill,
oh,
and it's crashing.
Literally
soul-crushing.
So
yeah.
And, like, the green light.
Yeah,
the green light.
The movie is really awesome.
Good.
With so many, like neon like coming so in, good. Like with so many like fuchsias and greens.
Yes.
And yeah, and reds. Yeah. Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, to the other point, I remember in the article, they were talking about how like you get to see Ryan's career develop. Yeah. I keep calling him Ryan. What is his name? Sebastian. You see Sebastian's career develop, so you see him. And Ryan Gosling learned how to play the piano.
I know.
Yeah. That was so impressive, because yeah. he was pretty good. Like, yeah. I don't have, like, an ear or whatever, but yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, you get to see his career develop. He, like, goes and plays that, like, electronic jazz, and yeah. then he, like, does this and that, and, like, you don't even get to see any part of Emma Stone's play at all. You see
that's so true. That's so you true. She's, like, typing in a cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swinging. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Up late doing her set.
Yeah. 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 She tells that's him the play, and he yeah. like, validates her.
Yeah.
But, damn.
Okay.
Wow.
But, like, they both help each other to, like, grow together.
But, like, you see yeah. Ryan grow, but you don't yeah. really see that's Emma. True.
But, like, Emma Stone's character was much more of, like, it could be underserved, but, like, also her character was much more of, like, a cliche that everyone is already aware of. Whereas, like, the jazz musician who, like, wants to open a club, like, that's not really been in
still underserved,
before,
though.
Yeah.
yeah.
But still, like, I think they didn't really have to, like, they had to provide a lot more backstory to Ryan Gosling's character because, like, no one had seen that before.
Hmm. I don't think so. I think that's him. Like, I think, like, no one had seen, like, a struggling musician story before. Like, I feel that even, like, kind of furthers the point that, like, she gets this cliche and they're like, we don't have to worry about it. Let's develop
that's
the boy.
True.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah. yeah, for me. Yeah. And I just, like, yeah, I think Emma Stone's, like, acting is, like, really what's the core of that character.
Yeah, this is really interesting because I came out of this and was like, Emma Stone's the main character.
Me
like,
too.
Ryan Gosling's the supporting character. But that's because I was wanted to ask, like, a guy, like, if they thought, because I'm pretty sure they have, like, equal screen time. And
yeah.
So, but I still thought, and I was like, maybe it's just because, like, I'm a young woman and I identify with, like, her struggles, not at all, but the fact that she's a woman. So, like, did you have a sense of, like, Ryan Gosling or Emma Stone was the main character? Did you see them as, like, equal?
I mean, I could see why Emma Stone would be, like, seen as the main character because we really get to see, like, how her life ends up.
Right.
We don't
yeah.
really
yeah,
know what's
true.
Going on
that's
with Ryan Gosling
true.
At
yeah.
the end. Like, we see that he has this, like, cool bachelor pad and he makes fried chicken.
But, like, yeah.
We see so much about Emma Stone's life once she's successful
yeah,
okay. and like
that's
we see her living like the life of the movie star like from right at the beginning and I thought that was so cool.
That was great.
Yeah.
But,
that
like,
was perfect.
Yeah.
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 And like we see who she ends up with, we see her kid and everything. And so like I think that's why.
Yeah. That's
she
fair.
Seemed, like,
I think
yeah.
that's probably why too.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the ending? Cuz my cousin saw it. She's like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And she saw it, and she texted me, and she's like, I just saw La La Land, I'm so mad at the ending, da-da-da. I was like, I mean, it, like, I think the ending perfectly serves the, like, themes
yes.
that they were trying to, like, promote,
mm-hmm.
and, like,
yeah.
like, because, like, the biggest theme I took away is, like, nostalgia is just bad.
Right.
Like, Ryan Gosling's character is always, like, steeped in, like, he even has, like, a tape deck, like, his car is old, his house is old, he's obsessed with
yeah.
these, like, old
yeah.
objects of these old jazz musicians of the past, and, like, he's, like, stuck in the past and everything, and then the end where they look at each other and they, like, both kind of relive their relationship through, like, it's, like, the
Ugh.
Movie version of their relationship
yeah, exactly.
and, like, things that didn't happen and they're, like, glamorizing this past
yeah.
that, like, didn't happen or what could have been
yeah.
from something that, like, they only remember
so
these, like, wonderful, like, feelings that they had.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, like, I don't know, just, like, glamorizing, like, the past is, like,
mm.
not a great thing is what I got from it. And I liked the ending how, like, they ended up being, like, all right, well, this is where we are now.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, there's no way she was gonna end up with Ryan, like,
no.
at that point.
I mean,
really
I think it, like, shows a vital part about, like, relationships where, like, you're supposed to help each other kind of grow to something
yeah.
and, like,
mm-hmm.
grow to your eventual goals. And, like, sometimes that takes you different directions. And, like, in order to get where they wanted to go, they couldn't be together.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. And, like,
yeah,
kind of the point of the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said earlier, I just think, like, epilogues can be so tricky to do well. And they just did a great job on it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Did my, like, nostalgic self want them to get together?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like they played me when they
yeah.
were whole future.
Yeah. I know. Oh, my God.
So sad.
Like, they had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They had a shot. Yeah. Well, she's pregnant. Like, they have this house. It's fine. But I think, too, especially how they were both just... They were both happy at the end. Like, they were in a good place. It
yeah.
wasn't
like
they like, were like...
he achieved his dream.
Like,
yeah.
I'm still in, like, in love with you. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we should run away together or something. So I think it was just very realistic. Like, the end,
yeah.
like...
Yeah. And, like, how he said, I'll always love you. Like, when
yes.
they're sitting on that bench. It was just, like, that's so
yeah.
true. Because, like, it was a vital part of their life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but also, like, he named his club like what she said he should name.
Yeah,
like, they both just like
that's so true.
I don't know, it was just like it all came together at the end.
It did. Yeah. She was just like, where do we go from here? Like after the audition, he was just like, well, you're just gonna have to go. Like you have to go for it. And
I love that. That's
that was great. Yeah.
Like I like that the movie was like, go for your dreams, girl. Don't stay with the guy.
Like, exactly. It's like like
Don't settle. It's not even like settling. Like I don't doubt she would be happy with Ryan Gosling, but like if
and we saw that life too. Like she could have been happy, but.
Like we don't
sometimes
know if
it's nice to see someone go with their ambition. It's nice to see someone go with like their dream as opposed to like the relationship.
In that life, they had a family and stuff. But we don't know if she became a successful actress. We don't know if he had the club. Like we only see the
and she still had a family. She still had a
kid. He was good looking.
So
it's fine.
Like, what the irritated. I was like, oh, who's this random?
I know exactly.
How dare you? I thought he was just kind of like the guy that's like clearly not an asshole, but also like he's not just, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Like, very much not Ryan Gosling.
Doesn't have that same passion.
Yeah.
Kind of like an older guy, brown hair.
Yeah. He's just a norm. He's a norm. All right. So, fun question. Which one? What song was your favorite? So, I know we discussed that there weren't a ton of songs, but there's like Another Day of Sun, Someone in the Crowd. There was Fools Who Dream.
Lovely Night.
Yeah, I actually really liked Lovely Night.
Yeah,
I thought that was cute.
Yeah, my favorite is definitely Someone in the Crowd. I love that song.
I was literally going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just, like, so fun, too, like, the dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
And, like, I don't know, it was, like, a great, like, introduction to kind of, like, her character.
Yeah.
I really like piano jazz, so I would say, like, when he was improvising in the
that was cool.
Like,
I really liked that scene.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, wow. That was actually... So
that was
like,
fun. Like, J.K. Simmons was good. It was J.K. Simmons, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was fun.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah.
It was too, like... I like, grew up playing piano, too, and I was just like...
Too real.
So, like, beautiful. Wow. I just wish I was, like, walking down the street, like, heard this beautiful piano in the...
Same, and I was
saying and then it was Ryan Gosling.
And I just love how, like, he couldn't help himself, but, like, he knew what he had to do, but he just, like, did what he, like, wanted to because... like, I don't know, it was some kind of otherworldly force came over him, and I just thought that was so good.
Yeah, I did like Lovely Night though. I like the choreography was
so
just like a cute, just like
it was
just like
And that scene, like, I just love that scene because he's like quote unquote walking her to her car because
and he walks all the way back because his car was nowhere near that.
I'm a very big fan of like subtlety when it comes to romance in movies. Caitlin will attest to this. Like the hand touch in the movie theater. I was like,
that was
I was like,
that was too much. So
that
romantic.
Really
like, that was
No, they did that really, really well. And then, like, I don't know, as I said before, like, the observatory scene. Because they did, like, a cute, like,
they
silent
did.
Movie.
Yeah.
And then they, like,
flew
up into
the
sky.
It's like, the handkerchief, like, flows up. You're like, what's happening?
It was.
No. And it's just, like, well-acted and just, like,
it is.
Fun to watch.
Definitely.
So, do you guys think it deserves to sweep the Golden Globes? Do you guys think it deserves for the, like, tied for the most Oscar noms ever? Thoughts?
Tied with what?
It's got 14 Oscar nominations, which is, like, the highest.
Like, with what other movie?
Isn't it with Titanic?
Not Avatar.
Something else.
Something else, but Titanic is one of them,
Yeah.
So it's, like, tied for the most Oscar noms.
Well, like, we all probably know, like, Hollywood loves itself, and so it always nominates, like, movies about itself. And so this is the perfect movie to do that.
I forget what I was reading, but it was, like...
It's like
if there was a movie called like Movies Are Amazing Movies.
Yeah, and so and also I try to remember like the fact that it's a musical like opens up so many other
doors.
Like
exactly.
So like best song and like score is like a big part of it too. Mm-hmm. I know other movies have scores too. But like and just the production value, like the production value of this movie is so much different than Moonlight. So of course it's gonna like get that. And I don't know. I can't even, like, compare. Like, I feel like it's between La La Land and Moonlight at this point. Like,
I need to see
Moonlight.
I still
compare.
Have not seen it.
They're literally, like, you could just they're on opposite ends of the universe when it comes to, like, theme, when it comes to mood, when it comes to content. Like, I don't even know how people are choosing. Like, it's really, I don't know.
It's just nice that Golden Globes puts up two categories, so it's like, both of them got their due. It's fine.
I feel like, personally, I still haven't seen Moonlight either, so it's hard for me to say. Like, I still want to see it, but like Amy said, too, it's like, since it's a musical, it's opening up all the different categories for, like, song, score. I mean, I saw Manchester by the Sea, too, over break, so I do think La La Land is...
edging that one out, too.
Yeah, it's edging that out for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to, like, La La Land versus Moonlight, I think... like, Moonlight is a more important movie for, like, right now, given the social climate and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be really good if that got a lot of recognition, but I think that La La Land is, like, the movie people are going to be watching for, like, years to come, just because, like, it's got staying power, whereas Moonlight, I don't know, it's a lot less accessible in just, like, the themes that it talks about. And at times it was, like, very hard to watch. Like, if you watch it, you'll understand, because, like, there's just some very hard family issues that come up in it, and just, as a whole, it's, like, it's a necessary but not always enjoyable film, whereas La La Land is, like, not necessarily extremely necessary, but it's always enjoyable.
I don't think that necessarily makes La La Land edge it out, though, because, I mean, I don't know what we, like, it depends on, like, what we want from an Oscar-winning movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think both of them are very... like, competently made, which sounds like a very, like, bland compliment. Like, making a very good movie that, like, sticks to its themes and, like, expands on them and, like, pushes them and, like, is entertaining to watch is, like, hard.
Yeah.
So, like, I think both of them are, like, I haven't seen them, like, but, like, I know that La La Land, for a fact, is, like, a very well-made movie.
Right.
And, like, so is, like, not so is, but, like, whenever I think of Oscar nominations, I always just remember that Shakespeare in Love won the 1996 Best Picture, and I'm always like, alright, so Oscars don't matter, because that movie, like, should not have won an Oscar, I'm sorry. Like, every time I think that, like, it's literally just a rom-com, just a rom-com, it makes me so upset to think about, but, like, so when I think Oscars, like, I personally want it to be something that pushes forward, like, an important
theme,
and, like, not just because it's entertaining, like, Shakespeare in Love is a very entertaining movie, not Oscar-worthy to me.
That's fair.
But, like, so I would much rather the Oscars go for something that, like, not necessarily is, like, fun to watch all the time and, like, it's just really entertaining,
hashtag
but something that, like,
a slave.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Same. Like, you're not gonna be like, let's watch a flight movie. Yeah. 12 Years a Slave. Let me just pop that in.
Yeah.
But, like, something that's, like, really well made and, like, is important and, like, pushes its themes well and does everything a movie should. Like, I don't think, like, entertainment value is definitely, like, a factor, but I don't think it's, like the entire thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Definitely think something, like, it's more important. Other things are more important.
And for that reason, I feel like the Academy is... I feel like they're going to give it to Moonlight, but it's just that... I feel like La La Land has, like, the director and, like, all these screenplay. Like,
yeah.
And I just feel like it's still going to end up kind of
winning
overshadowing it. Just like it did at the Globes.
Yeah, I could see Moonlight winning Best Picture and then La La Land winning everything else. Because Moonlight's definitely, knock on wood, going to win for supporting actor. So at least it has that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
for a
I can definitely see that happening.
And,
like,
maybe screenplay.
Especially with, like, all this, like, quote-unquote backlash against La La Land now, you know?
Yeah,
which
except
I feel
it's, like, one of those, like, they're winning everything.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, yeah.
And, like, there's a lot of discussion of how, like, La La Land was, like, racially insensitive, and I haven't done a lot of reading about that, but I think especially with the Academy's history last season of, like, being extremely white,
so
like, having Moonlight win would be very, very good.
Yeah.
That's another very interesting thing to talk about, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's necessarily racially insensitive given, like, well, okay, so I read, there was, like, one tweet I read where it was, like, it's good that we have La La Land to remind us that black people are just background characters or something like that.
Oh,
but, like, the thing is, like, there's only two characters. There's only really two characters.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a fair assessment to make. I think the biggest assessment that you can make against the movie is, like, white guy explains jazz and sings jazz.
Exactly.
Like,
all right. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. I buy into that argument for
sure.
Me too.
Which, it's a little, like, all right,
yeah.
Like, he just loves jazz.
I don't know if he's, like, actually ever, like, he couldn't actually, like, save jazz. Like, he's one dude, and he's not gonna save the entire genre.
But it's, like, it's, I don't know, it's not that. It's just, like, this, it's about how, like, this guy, like, discovered this music and is just in love. Like, it's one thing, like, it's not a huge thing, but it's, I don't know, it's just, it kind of sticks out. Like,
yeah, I'm a white guy and I like jazz. Yeah, and I don't think like, that I'm
it's
like,
fine. Like, that's fair. Yeah. It's not even that. It's just like, it's hard to explain. It's just like, yeah, you're the one that's gonna promote jazz.
Like, I also don't go around saying that I'm gonna like save jazz.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. And it's the thing is like it was two white main characters like fair or whatever. Yeah. It's one movie, so it doesn't necessarily for me it like doesn't necessarily push this agenda, and it's just like what he like felt like making and stuff.
Yeah.
But like it like I don't know, it just like perpetuates this whole like cultural appropriation
thing
a little bit, not meaningfully, but like it does a little bit visually.
Still there,
I would say.
Yeah. Interesting. I buy that.
Yeah, I haven't read too much about it, but like when I was watching it, I kind of felt that.
Yeah, right.
But.
Yeah, no, I definitely thought that about the jazz. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it would be more of that if it was like he was saving hip hop or something. But jazz has been around for a long
time. Saving
rap. But, like, but I mean, like, jazz was like created by
it's true.
People. And so like that's the thing.
There's a long history
so it's almost
of white
like
people
that.
Stealing black
that's
people's
the thing.
Music.
Yeah, that, I think that's the main thing. Like, I feel like it's the same. Like, if you were to save hip hop or save jazz, it's kind of a similar thing, you know? Like, it's still, like, still the same. Like, it's kind of the same.
I mean, I'm a white guy, so I can't necessarily, like, comment fully on this, but I think, like, jazz has been around for a really long time, and there have been a lot of, like, very famous white jazz stars and a lot of very famous black jazz stars, whereas hip-hop is, like, it's still, like, a black industry. And, like, there are people like G-Eazy and, like, Macklemore and stuff who are, like, famous, but they're not, like... And they get a lot of flack for kind of appropriating black culture in that way, and I think it's, like, hip-hop is a lot more relevant today than jazz is, and I think, like, it would be worse if it was about, like, him trying to save hip-hop than if he was trying to save jazz.
Yeah, I think based on, like, contemporarily, but, like, his... I just, given, like, other historical factors, like, I think it still kind of has the same impact. Yeah, I'm not... Like, I personally, like, I'm not saying, like, this movie is bad because of this, but it does have colors of that, shades of that.
And, like, the white people stealing black people's music is really fucked up.
So. Yeah, it's a thing that happens. All right, so we're going to guess what number... This movie is on the list. I will give you a hint. It's, like, pretty high. Like, okay, so granted, this list changes a lot because this movie came out, like, what, last year?
Yeah.
And it's already, like, on the list, pretty high up on the list. So, guess.
Oh, God. It's pretty high. So, 42. I'm going to say 29.
I'm going to say 30.
27.
Oh, that's so high.
Right? What? That's my thing. It gets so much high.
That's insane.
Like, I was so surprised. I think it was 23 last week or something like that. This movie's, this list is very fluid. But yeah, it's 27.
Who makes
also,
this
list? Like, how is the list determined?
I want to say it's like fan source. So
okay,
just, like,
can I know this is probably going to be edited out, but like, I just have a problem with this list because it's so male driven. Like, Shawshank Redemption
Shawshank is
number one.
No, we say this all the time. Like, we
and
always,
it's like, okay.
Whenever we talk about the ranking, we're like, given Shawshank is one.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Like, it's so, like, all of them, like, Fight Club is, like, in the top 20.
Yeah,
sure.
What is that?
And I'm like, okay. I don't know. I just have an issue
the,
with
like,
it.
Like, demographic breakdown between the reviews of the new Ghostbusters movie, between, like, guys and girls.
That was so
It was, like, so messed up.
Yeah.
Like, guys gave it, like, a 30% on average, and girls gave it, like, a 60%.
Yeah.
And critics gave it, like, a 60% too.
Yeah.
It's, like, clearly, guys, you're not subtle.
Yeah.
Man.
So, yeah. So, this list... Clearly flawed. Like, no, like, I feel like we all, like, as we, like, have done this podcast, like, part of the podcast has always been, like, this list is flawed.
Yeah.
Like, very flawed. But it still
but
has some, like, culturally relevant
to,
movies to watch and, like, talk about and discuss.
No, it's true.
And, like, So, like, ranking does not necessarily connote the best movie of all time. Because then we'd all be talking about Shawshank.
Yeah.
time, it's not.
I haven't actually seen that.
Me neither.
It's like a good watch.
It's a good movie.
It's a
for sure.
Good movie,
like,
but like not
movie.
The
like,
number
the
one
best movie
on
like
IMDb.
Ever? No.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's like it's
What's Casablanca on this list?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but not as high
really?
As it should
it's not
be.
Not top 10.
Yeah.
I don't think it's top 20.
Godfather's at least number two, isn't it?
Godfather's two. I think Godfather two is three. Like, it's
like
very Godfather heavy, this list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, top 10, I think we read this off, but okay. Shawshank, Godfather, Godfather 2, Dark Knight, 12 Angry
Dark
Men.
Dark Knight. Are you
kidding me, people? Like, it's great, but...
Okay, Schindler's List, Pulp Fiction, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King,
okay.
Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and then Fight Club.
These are literally
that's
all about
in the top 10.
It's all about
dudes. Oh my god.
Like, I have such
yeah, it is.
The it's thing is, I feel like it's kind of a dude thing. To
yeah,
go
exactly.
And, like,
I know, yeah.
It's true. Read a movie. Like,
yeah.
We just have to start writing them, I feel like.
Yeah, we should. Just flood the IMDb ratings with all the body.
Matrix is 18.
Matrix.
What? Oh my god.
It's flawed list, guys.
It's a flawed.
We'll accept it.
But we
yeah,
still
we'll
love it.
Yeah.
All right. Any last parting thoughts?
I still love La La Land.
Yeah. Still love
honestly,
La La Land.
Like, talking about it again right now, I'm very excited all over.
Yeah. Let's go see it right now.
Let's go. Oh, Max is playing in a Healy Family Student Center. I feel like
oh,
it is.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
it is.
And
yeah.
Moonlight
yeah.
is also showing there.
Yeah.
Is
yeah. No, you guys
should
go.
Oh, I want to go.
Let's
all
go.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Bless.
Yeah.
Right. They're showing, like, all the top.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got them.
I know.
Like,
me,
snaps
yeah,
are,
I know.
Snaps for, what's
yeah.
it? GPD?
Yeah.
You go, guys.
Yeah. Shout out to GPD.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Honestly, meh to this movie. Still. Sorry.
Wow.
Wasn't as thrilled as I wanted to be. All right. So, if you like this podcast, you can subscribe to the Voice Podcast Network on iTunes, probably on Google Play soon enough. Listen to it on Overcast. Rate us, comment. It helps. Please do, if you're out there. You can follow the Georgetown Voice on Twitter at GTown Voice. You can follow Halftime on Twitter at HalftimeGU. You can follow me on Twitter at DNHewitt96. You can follow. Do you have a Twitter, Amy?
No.
Right, just kidding. Can't follow Amy on Twitter.
I'm sorry.
Caitlin.
I do. It's C _ Mannering.
And Gustav, do you have a Twitter?
I do have a Twitter. It's my last name, which is really not podcast friendly, but if you want to check it out, it's Honel Stunkel.
Wow. That's a name.
Yeah, that's my last name. HonelStunkel. And
yep.
It's misspelled on the Voice website, so
oh.
don't
oh.
sorry.
Yikes.
Yeah, but go to GeorgetownVoice.com to read more articles, listen to more podcasts, generally enjoy yourself, catch up on the latest Georgetown news, read a feature. All that good stuff. I think that's it. Goodbye.
Woo.
Bye.